I recently received an email that I want to share with you. It was called God Whispers. It contained a series of slides with stunning pictures and very melodramatic music in the background, and this following dialogue between a man and God. The first slide showed a lovely little bird and read, "The man whispered, 'God, speak to me.' And a meadowlark sang, but the man did not hear." The second slide displayed a thunderstorm and lightning and continued, "So the man yelled, 'God, speak to me.' And the thunder rolled across the sky, but the man did not listen." The third slide showed a shimmering sunset and commented, "The man looked around and said, 'God, let me see you.' And the sun shone brightly, but the man did not see." The fourth slide contained a cuddly, crying baby and said, "And the man shouted, 'God, show me a miracle.' And life was born. But the man did not notice." The sixth and final slide displayed a delicate butterfly perched on a fine little flower, saying, "So the man cried out in despair, 'Touch me, God, and let me know you are here.' Whereupon God reached down and touched the man. But the man brushed the butterfly away and walked on." And then the email concluded, "Don't miss out on a blessing because it isn't packaged the way you expect." And then the email asked me to pass it on to everyone in my email list that I wanted to receive this unexpected blessing. Ah, I hate those kind of emails that make you feel guilty in order to do good. That's my job as a Catholic priest, to make you feel guilty in order to do good. But I wanted to share it with all of you today because God does indeed bless us in so many ways, even in cheesy emails, but we might miss them. Stuart Chase, the economist and philosopher, said, "For those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who don't believe, no proof is possible." In other words, when you look at the world through the eyes of faith, you see God's hand everywhere, in butterflies and in babies, in sunsets and in storms, in flowers and in faces. But without faith, we are like the man in the email who does not see, who does not hear, and who does not feel God's presence anywhere. In the Gospel from Luke chapter 17, Jesus performs a miracle, a miraculous cure for 10 men suffering from leprosy. They all shout out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Sounds like the man in the email. Amazingly, though, 9 of them go on their merry way after having been healed, oblivious to Jesus' miracle. These 9 lepers are identical to the man in the email begging God to touch them. And when God does, they fail to notice. One man, however, does feel God's touch and returns to thank and praise Jesus. But notice the detail that Luke adds next. He was a Samaritan. Presumably, the other 9 were Jews and should have had faith. After all, they were the chosen people. But it is the foreigner, the Samaritan, who believes and thanks God for his miraculous cure. Stuart Chase nailed it about the 9 lepers and the Samaritan. For those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who don't believe, no proof is possible. That is, the Samaritan looked through the eyes of faith and easily saw God's presence everywhere. The other nine could not see God's presence anywhere. My friends, as we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, I invite you to look around at the world and even at your own life with the eyes of faith and see God's loving presence everywhere. It is easy to see God's touch in the turkey and in the tree and in this time of year. But one place no one wants to find God is in the midst of our illness and sufferings. But that is exactly where the Samaritan in Luke chapter 17 found Jesus' healing grace most powerfully and personally. You know, I look back on my own COVID quarantine and can see God's hands all over my sickness. He drew very close to me. I was stuck like a prisoner in my room for 10 days. But Father Daniel brought me 3 meals a day to my door. One day the school children serenaded me and Father Daniel from the parking lot. Parishioners prepared a parade of meals that they brought to our back door every day. It is easy to see God's presence when you are sick and lying on your back looking up to heaven. Yesterday, I received an email from a parishioner who asked for my prayers because she had received a devastating diagnosis of cancer. But surprisingly, she wrote this: "I am confident that God has a plan, and I am leaving it in His hands." In other words, it may be a lot easier to see God in sunsets and storms, in butterflies and babies, in flowers and faces, but it really requires the eyes of faith to see God in our cancer and in our crosses. But I am convinced He is there too. And perhaps He is present there more than anywhere else. Remember the poem, "Footprints in the Sand"? During our illnesses, we see only one set of footprints. Not because God has abandoned us and we are walking alone, but because that is when God carries us. Let me leave you with how C.S. Lewis learned to listen to God. The great Christian apologist looked around with the eyes of faith and wrote, "God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks to us in our conscience, but He shouts in our pain. It is His megaphone to rouse a deaf world." Let us listen when God whispers, so He does not have to resort to shouting. Praised be Jesus Christ.